Testing 1, 2. Hello, welcome to our pre-show here, the 28th. We're moving an encore from Friday to today, and then tomorrow's show. Friday will be an original show. What we had to move it, though, because of time considerations. And I also want to thank Dana Gould. I had a great time with Dana on his podcast today. Dana's a great, funny, creative, inventive writer, comic. Was a writer on The Simpsons. I mean, the guy's written for lots of shows. Now, here is something here. What is this? I've got an email here from one of my friends. What? Okay, your files have been transferred. Okay, good. So, I just had a Milky Way chocolate bar and a Snickers. Two things I should never fucking eat. Talk about packing the fucking weight on. But they're I just had a craving for them, man. I got done with my work tonight, and I had a craving for them. All right. We have tonight Al Clifton. Is it Al Clifton? Yeah, Al Clifton's joining us. And Al is from Bunga Beach. And what he's doing at Bunga Beach. No, what did we already do this? Let me see. I don't know. Something's going down to Bunga Beach, which is a beach city just south of Montecito, I think, in Santa Barbara County. And it's Bunga Beach is run. It was owned, renamed by two brothers who were circus clowns, the Bunga Brothers. And they dropped, so when they're digging utility lines to drop the utilities below ground as opposed to hanging overhead, they'll say, here's another bunga hole. And some kids in the neighborhood have been spraying the A out, so it comes out to, here's another bung hole. And now they got the whole neighborhood up in arms over that bullshit. So that's going on. The other thing that's happening is my right arm's getting better, but, you know, it's going to be, this is a long fucking haul, man. This is going to be a long haul with this arm, I'm telling you. God damn it. And so anyway, today we will be at KFI Radio on the Tim Conway Jr. show. I'll be on there. I don't know. Tim airs, I think, 7 to 10. We'll be on 7:30. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to actually be in the studio there where KFI is located now. It's like in Burbank. When I worked at KFI, they were on Ardmore in Koreatown, just north of Wilshire Boulevard. And I was there through all the years that I was at KFI for about 9 years, all told about 10 years. They were downtown, and somewhere along the line, they just, you know, what happened with the so-called consolidation and, you know, companies could own 16,000 fucking radio stations and not do shit with them. And they could own 5 million fucking television stations and not do jack shit with them. This is really what the end result of deregulation is. The end result of deregulation, the radio business is gone. Well, you know, Phil, that's kind of, that's the ecosystem. No, bullshit. See, what it is the following. People that just want to make a dollar can jump into any business and make a fucking dollar. That's what the deregulated environment is all about. Making more fucking money, not necessarily improving. And this is the problem that a lot of people have. They don't get it. They don't understand it. I'd be happy to sit down and explain it to their fucking asses. But just because you've deregulated and you've removed all of the competition and you can do whatever the fuck you want, doesn't mean that the industry, the business that you're buying is getting better. It means you're making more motherfucking money. That those two things don't go hand in hand. Improving the industry, making money. No. It means you sell off pieces of the business until it doesn't fucking exist anymore. Do you ever see Wall Street? Remember when they took whatever the fuck that phony, you know, the fictitious airline, they sold off pieces, you know? They said, why do they have to wreck the company? Because it's wreckable. That was Charlie Sheen? Charlie Sheen's line to Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas is playing the entrepreneurial millionaire, and Charlie Sheen playing the earnest and extremely ambitious but ultimately moral stockbroker. Wall Street worker says, look, we bought this company so that we could get improved routes. We could get a better deal for the workers. We could make them more money. We could make the airline better. We could, you know, actually expand and make it a better goddamn business, is what he said. Why did you have to wreck it? And Douglas says to him, because it was wreckable. I can make a real quick fucking dollar wrecking that fucking company as opposed to sitting around jerking my dick. And I know there's people listening to me right now going, well, that's how business works. Anybody listening to me right now and says to themselves and to the radio or to whatever it is you're listening to me on, well, that's how it works, Phil, really doesn't fucking understand how it works. They don't understand how it fucking works. They just go along with the fucking program that some motherfucker told them once, and they said, you know, when you just purify the air and you just let greed run amok and you just allow people to just you know, have the freedom to buy and sell as they choose, it absolutely makes everything better. Bullshit. No, it doesn't. I can tell you, since deregulation, it's destroyed one industry, radio. It's made television a piece of shit. Now we have the internet, okay? But guess what? The internet has nothing to do with the deregulation that Ronald Reagan brought about. Ronald fucking Reagan, the dumbest motherfucker. I know I'm getting into politics. It's going to piss people off. Ask me if I give a shit. Ronald Reagan, the dumbest motherfucker to ever be president of the United States. Some people think he's a god. I got news for you. No, he ain't. And I'm talking now about my industry, my business. Ronald Reagan set the ball rolling to destroy the radio business. Well, then maybe it ought to be destroyed, Phil. Maybe. But let me clue you in on something. Because they just did a documentary about me. I'm not saying I'm the greatest goddamn thing that ever walked, but they did a documentary on me because I went out and I experimented. I created something, a viable product, and I kind of, in my own way, was sort of showing the way for the rest of the business and what we could do in terms of personality talk. I worked at a radio station in Miami. WID was a personality talk station. We didn't have to sync the entire radio talk radio format. We could have created an entirely new format that would have gotten young adult listeners. It wouldn't have had nothing to do with fucking politics. It would have had to do with lifestyle shit, sports, music, stupid, goofy shit like the stuff that I talk about. Well, you know what? That's content. That takes, I don't know, got to hire programmers that understand it, and then you got to put on the air. Well, I don't want to do that. Let's just sell the motherfucker. Says the guy that runs the pharmaceutical company or the hedge fund or whoever you motherfuckers were that came in and bought all the radio stations and sank them. Because I naively thought, like a lot of these so-called capitalists think, that when money comes into a business or industry, they want to make it better. No, motherfucker. No, they don't. They want to fatten that shit up for the least amount of money and then sell that shit and take their profit and run. That's exactly what happened to radio. So radio doesn't exist any longer. Am I saying radio doesn't exist any longer because of those motherfuckers? No. Radio doesn't exist any longer because our managers and owners, the people at the management level were so motherfucking stupid, it defies description. They got caught. They were like a guy trying to cross a freeway, you know? You ever seen people trying to cross, like something out of a fucking Buster Keaton movie? All of a sudden, they were caught in a whirlwind that they had no control over. So the best thing they could do was just sell, and get the hell out. So, like so many of these things that I start talking about on a pre-show, I don't know where the hell this started, but it obviously started with me being angry about something. Radio could have been saved. It could have. And they could have made money. But they would have had to have worked for it. And that's what is missing from this pure capitalist model that every stupid cunt that I talk to seems to think is the greatest way of life. You don't have to work. You can just sell, buy, sell. You never have to work for anything. So long as you've got someone willing to buy what you're selling that you bought for less money than you're selling it for. And you just keep sort of selling up. It's one of the things that I agreed, you know, when Dana Gould and I talked today, he agreed with me. There's not one person I've talked to that doesn't agree with me. Radio is dead, and that's because they fumbled the handoff between the world of appointment listening on radio and the world of on-demand of the internet, and they didn't quite know. The people that were managing our business at that time couldn't find their fucking ass with both hands on that one. This is an industry that was killed because of incompetence, stupidity, lack of imagination, lack of vision, absolute hatred of content. They didn't want to work that hard. They don't want to put fucking content on the air. Everybody talks about what a great show I did, and I appreciate that. I love that. But my show was treated, when we were on the radio, my show was treated like a fucking pain in the fucking ass by those motherfuckers because they, A, didn't know how to sell it, didn't know where to put it. I would have been happy with what it said to me. Hey, Phil, we don't want your fucking show. It's not the talk radio we're used to. It's not, you know, what it did... You'll listen to Dana's podcast, but Dana said it was like putting Stephen Colbert in the middle of CNN, okay? In other words, Stephen Colbert's show is funny. Everybody agrees. CNN does a credible job, depending on, you know, let's just say for the sake of argument, CNN does a credible, good job at gathering news. It's a news fucking channel. Now, right in the middle of that news channel comes Stephen Colbert. And you can say, well, here comes the comedy. And people will say, well, why do you have comedy in the middle of what is essentially the reason why I watch CNN is to get the news? And they never really can't answer that question. They can't sell it. They can't do shit. My idea was to take shows like mine, like Neil Rogers, like, say, Steve Dahl, like Howard Stern or Rick and Suds or any of the or Bubba the Love Sponge, any of those shows, and put all of those shows on personality talk stations. Not news talk, personality talk. There's a difference. So hey, you were familiar with WIOD back in the day. That's what we did for 24 fucking hours a day. We did basically over the fence, chit chat, goofball, yank your fucking chain, play silly games kind of radio. There was no music. It was a talk station. We just did personality driven talk. It wasn't driven by the news. Although we talked about the news, we fucked with the news. So we had the Dolphins, we fucked with the Dolphins. If a big news story came down, we fucked with it. The double added attraction of my show is that people said, I don't listen to WIOD to listen to fucking news talk. I listen to this guy on the afternoon drive on WIOD doing news talk. No, I wasn't. I was interviewing fake people. So that in and of itself sort of was a draw. Anyway, I've taken up too much fucking time. Let's get the fuck into the show.